This is aggravating. This is I didn't realize that this was so animated feature film. Okay? Animated feature film. Missing Link 1. Toy Story 4 was nominated. Frozen 2 was nominated. How to Train Your Dragon 3 was nominated. Animated film. Tell me what the last film was.
Lion King.
Yes. That's not... That's it cheating. Because they kept saying it was the live-action Lion King. Everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Your unresolved New Year's resolution from last year.
Hey, I don't even remember what it was.
Oh.
So how do I know if it was unresolved or not?
Mine wasn't. You know why? Because I didn't have one.
Yeah, you're like, I'm perfect. End of story. Goodbye.
I'm like, I'm pathetic. I can't upgrade myself.
You're weak.
Yeah. Then prove it. I did.
Here I am. Do you think you would stick to your New Year's resolution better if you had Snape pushing you? Or do you think you would fall off
if he was
quicker?
Standing behind me always and just slap me on the head with a book or whatever?
He knew you were just going to slack off.
He's like, jag off.
Your father was a swine. My father was a great man. You didn't even know him. Ooh, too soon?
I don't think he says he didn't even know
he
him.
He doesn't. He's thinking it, though.
He is. Right, and he you know what else he's thinking?
Beats
that
him.
His father was a swine.
Right? What else he's thinking? Avada Kedavra.
It's
like, I know about 4 spells that could end your life right now.
Speaking of the new year, going back to 2011, did... I know you and Wifey Poo have been watching them Harry P's. Harry Potter, the layperson. Have you ventured to episode, Deathly Hallows, part 1 and 2?
Yeah, we watched them the first run through.
Did you cry? No. Did you cry when old Snapey Man died?
No, not at all. I had to spend that whole period explaining it to her. She's like, wait, is he good now? I'm like, let me explain.
He's been good the whole time.
I'm like, allow
baby.
Me to explain. That's a Catherine full body. The biggest reaction I got out of her during all those was when Ron and Hermione kissed.
She's like, woohoo!
Yeah, and when he chases him away with a sword, he's like, that's my girlfriend!
What's her reaction? Like, ah!
She smiles.
Okay.
It's like when MJ and Peter Parker kiss in Far From Home. She got a big old grin on her face. I'm like, why are you smiling? You like that? And she's like, it's just he's a little man doing man things. I'm like, what?
So she thinks about Ron.
I'm like, indeed. But more importantly, speaking of New Year's, with me as always, Gus, the brother of the brother, sir, and with honors. And, we weren't here last week. We've been quite lazy. Holiday season, as you know. We had New Year's, and then we had Christmas before that. So we've just been kind of taking it easy, and, we've been pretty lax, actually.
But we're coming at you hot now,
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, yeah. So today we're going to be doing something a little different, but what we usually do here on the pod, if you're a new listener, is every week we take a film, we then watch said film and go to the pod to discuss what we liked about the film, what worked, what didn't, and usually those films are from the past, older films. And then what we do from there is we take that film and submit it to the Movie Factory. That's where we take the film we just watched and imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it? Who would compose it? Who would star? Same film, different cast and crew for modern booking. And then we ask a couple questions at the end. So, with that being said, today, different format. We're doing a discussion day. We like to do these every now and again. Just take a topic and just kind of go to town discussing it. We've done Pokemon discussions, Marvel discussions. We've done Legend of Zelda discussion once, etc., etc., etc. So today we're going to be doing kind of a New Year conversation in a sense. What did we get I would say we might touch on what did we get out of last year, what would we like to see improved upon this year in terms of film, in terms of shows maybe, here or there, entertainment in general. Also, you know, discussing what movies we're excited to see, etc. So just a discussion-y time as she comes. So with that being said, why don't we kick it off with the question we were just talking about before we started recording, which was one of the biggest things that came at the very tail end of 2019 was Disney Plus. And we've done a Disney discussion. We did one when that released. So we talked about all the things we were excited to watch back then. But one thing that we didn't really touch on because everything was so new and fresh was what are we looking forward to in the future? What are some things that we might like to see on there? Because we have a rough roadmap of what we're going to see, but we don't know exactly what all they're going to place on there. So what are some things that either A, are coming out that you're excited for, or B, things you think should be on there?
Yeah. You'll have to give me a little refresher, but I believe in 2020... we're going to be seeing some of these Marvel shows that they've promised.
WandaVision and I believe What Ifs. WandaVision wasn't supposed to be out until 2021. Really? However, it got moved up,
okay.
Which could mean December of 2021 or 2020. But yeah, it got moved up. And that's I think okay. Marvel's What Ifs.
I'm excited about the What Ifs, to be honest.
I saw a meme the other day that was like they were at the I forget what they were doing. They were just kind of talking, and Morgan Stark was like, "Daddy, who's that boy over there?" And it was over. It was like Nebula and a little boy that looked like Nebula, but with Tony Stark's like goatee. It was like Marvel's
yummy.
What Ifs. I'm like, oh. What'd they get up to up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I like that.
Like, I want to see that movie.
I do. Tony Stark built one of these in a spaceship with a box of scraps. Some would call him his penis.
I'm pretty sure Thanos calls her scraps.
Now I'm excited about that What If series. I'm curious to see how it's going to be presented.
He says waste of parts.
he built this in a spaceship with a waste of parts. I'm curious to see how the format of that show, how it's going to look.
It's animated.
It's animated.
It is animated.
Okay. Is it going to be like animated, like WWE's original series?
It's going to be anime.
Stories. Whoa.
It should be anime.
When in doubt, anime.
I have no clue. I think that it'll be 2D animated.
Yeah.
I know it is animated.
Yeah.
However, I'm not sure to what degree.
I'm excited about that. Correct me if I'm wrong. The rough concept of that show is that it's what ifs. Like, what if, as you kind of gave an example of, like, what if this happened? It just kind of is a fun way to like fantasy look at some of these great stories we've been presented throughout the years. Now,
basically, what we do
is this: What If gonna focus on the Marvel movies
indeed
that exist? Okay, it's not like in the comic books, like deep cuts like that.
No, I think it's going to be because I know Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to play Iron Man. He's gonna voice him.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, this will be like. What if Thanos did get the glove, spoilers, at the end of Endgame and snapped his fingers, like actually got to? Or what if Captain Marvel put the gauntlet on and she snapped her fingers before, if she got there before the Hulk did it? Or maybe, like, what if Spider-Man didn't get bit by the radioactive spider? What would happen from there?
Credits.
Yeah, credits roll.
No story to tell.
Well, no, because that would subsequently affect several movies. In terms of like Iron Man's character build, but also Civil War.
We didn't get to see that story, so we don't even know the what if.
Anyways, what if Uncle Ben was still alive?
Hey.
He is. Aunt May divorced him.
Yes.
We don't really know. It's all.
She just keeps saying he's dead to me.
I don't think she ever says that he's dead. I think Peter just. I don't even think they've mentioned Uncle Ben.
They did in the first one.
I thought he just said something like, after all May's been through.
Yeah.
I don't think they say Uncle Ben, so maybe they just had a really rough marriage.
Yeah, there's just no reason for me to care about that character. I don't get it.
What if hot Aunt May, Marissa Tomei,
was actually
no. What if
hot old May?
Yeah. What if?
Which sounds like a cooking spice.
She's like, Uncle Ben didn't die. We got a divorce. This didn't work. But then the old guy from the first Spider-Man movies walked in. He was Uncle Ben. Is he dead?
Peter. Bear.
Bear.
Remember, Michelangelo, we're painting the kitchen after school.
Dessert. Spoilers to Rise of Skywalker.
Don't start without me, and don't start with me.
Spoilers to Rise of Skywalker. What if she's like, your Uncle Ben wasn't actually dead. Here he is. She's like, his name isn't actually Parker. It's Palpatine. Peter Palpatine? Yes.
Still sounds hard.
He has the new, the ultimate Spider-Man power of electric webs now.
Does Peter Palpatine mate with Mary Jane and create Rey?
I don't know.
I think that's canon.
I'm still quite confused on, like...
Or were they nothing? So yeah, long roundabout way of getting to it. Yes.
What if?
What if? Yes. WandaVision, don't care to see.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
I'll watch it. Those are two characters I don't really
care Vision's
for.
Dead, so riddle me that.
Isn't it like
he's the
after.
Mind Stone.
Yeah, it's after the events of what is it after Endgame?
It's a 50s style.
Yeah. I guess we'll see once we get a trailer.
I
2 weeks.
That's why I'm confused. I don't know what it is. This is like when they were making Detective Pikachu. I'm like, I don't like it because I don't understand.
Mm. Now, do you watch Detective Pikachu yet?
Not yet.
That's
I really
a 2019
want to.
Release.
I really want to.
That's your part of your New Year's resolution is to watch that movie.
It might take a while. I watched Joker.
Hey.
So, that's some better. Would say that's better. That's better.
All would say. I made a list of my favorite films from 2019 from everything
not.
I saw. Guess how many movies I saw in the theater last year?
24?
31.
Jesus.
That's the most
Waste
I've ever seen.
Waste your money.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
That's the most I've ever seen in one singular year, and some of those I saw multiple times. Endgame I saw 3 times. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood I saw twice. What else did I see twice? Joker I saw twice. A few others. So, yes, in my list, I chronicled from the worst that I saw, which actually meant, like, I hated this movie, all the way to what I loved the most. And the fine line that divided what I didn't like and what I liked rested on Detective Pikachu, just to stay topical. It actually fell on the side that I didn't like. And then the next movie was... Godzilla, King of Monsters, which I did like.
Because you're like high fantasy.
What I liked, I don't want to talk about Detective Pikachu. What I liked about it was I liked the Pokemon shit.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about it was
Justice
everything
Man.
Else. I didn't like the story. Like, of all the things with a live action Pokemon movie, this is what we got. I didn't care for it.
Like, where's Ash?
Yeah.
Misty.
But Godzilla Fuck. Final Wars. That was not a good movie, but it was, damn it, it was fun.
You know what's even more fun? The fact that you said Godzilla Final Wars. You say, you're like, Godzilla Final Wars. Isn't perfect, but goddamn it, it's fun. I'm like, it sure is. That's about all of this.
I did see that.
Yep.
But I'm not wrong.
You're not. That's why I'm like,
And on a side fact,
okay.
Godzilla King of Monsters came out last
it's
year.
It's just all right.
That movie sucks in comparison to Final Wars.
Operation Final Wars.
Can you hum me the theme song to that movie?
Operation Final Wars.
It's goofy. I can't even do it. It's like...
That movie has mutants and shit going on with
Exilians.
It. Yeah, I'm like, oof. Okay.
Now I want to watch it.
Like, bring on Godzilla.
Speaking of 2020, Godzilla Final Wars. Actually, speaking of 2020, that's a movie I'm looking forward to this year is Godzilla vs. Kong, or Kong vs. Godzilla, whatever it is.
I'm very curious to see what they do. I need to watch Kong Skull Island still.
Skull Island?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll actually, like, absolutely need to watch it to understand, like, probably anything.
It's fun. I liked it.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sure. But... I'm curious to see how it goes. Like, I'm assuming it'll be the usual, like, they'll be fighting, and then they have to come together and fight something more.
Yeah.
Spoilers, be it, like, a Mecha Ghidorah or a Mecha Godzilla and a Mecha Ghidorah. What if it's 2v2?
Let me get your pee-pee nice and stiff here. There's a rumor
There's a item in Pokemon called PP Up.
Yeah, that's right.
And I saw that last night and made me giggle. Yeah, anyways.
To get your PP up, there's a rumor that that will probably happen, that they'll team up to fight a greater foe, and the foe...
Thanos. Wouldn't you love to see Thanos just punch Godzilla in the face?
I would like to
drop
see
a moon on him.
Thanos go to punch Godzilla, and Godzilla grabs Thanos' fist, and Thanos is like, "Oh!"
Godzilla says, "You should have went for the head."
Yeah. No, it's actually Destroya.
Yeah, because the oxygen bomb
from
King have Monsters. To bring in Mecha Ghidorah to help.
Whoa, Bill.
So it's just too much. Everyone's like, how's this fit on the screen?
See, that would be cool if they, like, gave us, like, what we need. Just ridiculousness. They're going to try too hard. And this
to
movie,
make a story
this
out
movie's
going to
suck, okay?
It doesn't need a story.
You know why it's going to suck? Because I don't think they're bringing back any characters from the other ones. I could be wrong. I think...
they're doing a great job extending this universe.
Right. Like, I don't think anyone's coming
back
yet.
What if Bryan Cranston came back?
Then you win my money.
Could they, theoretically, do you think they could make just a Godzilla movie with, like, no human characters? You're just watching the monsters fight the entire time, and you're like, all right, I understand. They're just, they don't like each other. Instead, they're like, he's the alpha, he's in control of the world, balancing everything else. Oh, yeah, there's other titans here, too. They also help to balance the world, but he balances them. He watches the Watchmen, and there's Dr. Manhattan.
Who would win?
Dr. Manhattan. He'd
you know what? You know what didn't sell me on
he's a Tesseract.
Kong vs. Godzilla is there was an image or a little clip shown. It was like a hand cam one, and it was Kong punching like Superman punching Godzilla, but they're on like a what is it? An air freight carrier, like a ship. How the fuck is that?
Pretty strong. Airship carrier.
Yeah, Godzilla alone would sink that thing standing on it.
What?
It can support a lot of weight, but not that much.
What if Roman Reigns does all the motion capture?
What if he is actually there and he punches him?
Roman Reigns punches him. Yeah. Cena comes out. He's like, I got it.
If Andy Serkis was motion capturing Kong, I'd be on board. He did it in the 2005 one.
Yeah. Mm. He's good at doing that stuff.
So that's a 2020 film we've touched on. Any other 2020 films that you're aware of that
I
you're
don't
looking
know,
forward to?
But we were on Disney, and then we found our way.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about what we wanted to see from Disney Plus.
Okay.
Other than
put a pin on
Godzilla.
On Godzilla and movies of 2020, and we'll rewind.
This is what happens when we have nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
This is a conversation with all your strength. So Disney Plus, real quick, what are some things that you want to see?
Kenobi.
Well, that's coming.
General Kenobi.
That's 2021, though, correct?
Yeah. He's definitely growing his shit if you saw him at the Golden Globes. He's got a little longer hair. He doesn't really have a beard, but he's got the longer hair. And CGI, you're like, oh, it's ready.
Oh hell yeah.
Like, dye it a little gray, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
Hello there. Hello, little friend.
Yeah, he does say that.
Hello, my friend. Oh, don't be scared.
Disney shows? Any Disney movies that aren't on there yet?
No, not to my knowledge. In terms of Star Wars, because that's where I'm focusing on. I loved Rise of Skywalker. And I honestly really did quite enjoy this sequel trilogy as a whole. Kylo Ren, I don't know why, has become one of my favorite, as probably a lot of people, because he really did, like, carry the weight of that portion of the franchise.
He had the best arc of any character.
Yeah, it was almost like, subjectively, you could look at it as him being, like, the main character.
He's the Rise of Skywalker.
And it's, like, almost better that way. I mean, I liked Rey a lot, too. I just liked Kylo Ren more. Yeah, and certain characters, you know, I could care less about, like, Finn. Like, he doesn't have as much staying quality or staying power as, like, a Han Solo or a Leia did. Same with Poe Dameron. They're just not as, like, key to those stories, I felt. Supporting characters, if you will. However, I'm excited because of this sequel trilogy to see what comes next. I liked Solo just fine. I liked Rogue One pretty well. So I'm curious to see these other stories and what they bring out. The rumor has it right now that they're working on, and be this that they, because there was talks that a lot of their shit might go to Disney Plus, like straight to Disney Plus, as opposed to theater releases, which doesn't really make sense because Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, to the chagrin of many a critic, is going to make $1 billion.
It's almost there.
Yeah, and everyone's like, it's not going to make it. I'm like, it's going to make it.
It's been out for still just a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's going to make $1 billion. So it's a success. But I would, so I'd be curious to see if they would just put movies, but I think the talk right now is that they're going to do a trilogy based in the High Republic, which is about 400 years before Phantom Menace, so like Yoda would be like a young Jedi at that time, which would be pretty sick.
Hey, be younger.
Yeah,
anyway.
young-ish. And so, and you could literally call him Teen Yoda, Tween Yoda. So I'm excited to see what they do with Star Wars on Disney Plus. I would love to. I'm excited for Mandalorian season 2 because I think this season will be more. Because the first season was just a bunch of world building. I think this next season will be more focused in on like a singular story, as opposed to some fluff here and there and explaining characters and building a world. Kenobi, I'm excited for. But I would like to see shows that take place like during the Clone Wars, like back during the Clone Wars. I would love.
Aren't they making a new one?
They're making a new Clone Wars season.
Okay.
Season 7 to finish out that show officially. That's animated. But I would just like to see maybe some of like a Kit Fisto adventure, like something like that, like a different Jedi or see something different from that period of time. But even, you know, something that's great about The Mandalorian, even though it does, spoiler, have the Force kind of in it, there's no lightsabers, really, to this point, quote-unquote. And I'm just really curious to see if they can keep that up. Like, Rogue One had it, Solo had it, where it's like they have these Star Wars stories, but they didn't have to use Jedis to get the point across. Mm-hmm. And Sith. So I would like to see more of that. I'm just really excited to see what they do with Star Wars.
Yeah, with that new trilogy that you mentioned, with a younger Yoda being probably a side character.
Yes.
They did mention that they're going to bring in Darth Bane to make him canon, but, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Darth Bane is, from the Legends story, which means it, before before Disney bought Lucasfilm, there was all kinds of side story of Star Wars that wasn't necessarily official.
From my understanding, Bane
and
was,
Bane was from like 3,000 years.
He was from the Old Republic. Yeah. I don't necessarily think they were going to bring in Bane. The talk was that this would be, Bane would have already established the rule of two.
Okay.
Darth Revan, who, spoiler alert, I've given so many spoilers this one. You actually play as, I believe. I believe that's the twist in Knights of the Old Republic.
I thought you played as him in not Fallen Order, that new game.
Maybe. I haven't played that yet.
Maybe. I'm making
I don't know.
Spoiler.
Don't spoil it. No. Darth Revan you play as in Knights of the Old Republic, and they just canonized him. Because the ships at the Battle of Exegol that were like the Star Destroyers or the fleets, they were Sith names, and one was like the Revan Corps or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what direction takes it. Because no matter what anyone says, in my people keep saying that Star Wars is failing. People are upset, but I just can't disagree more because I feel like, you know, the fandom's not going to end. It's going to grow. Because, you know, all these younger kids are going to grow up.
These
and
younglings.
They're going to love the sequel trilogy, much like I love the prequel trilogy and all its horribleness, because I grew up with it. So it's just going to continue to grow and adapt over time. And that's what I love about Star Wars, is it doesn't necessarily have to follow a formula, even though it kind of did with the sequel trilogy in a sense. I'm excited to see what they do. If they're going to do more Star Wars story movies, I personally think they would be better off just releasing on the network, drive more subscribers to the network and things like that. Cause they lost a lot of subscribers for The Mandalorian. I'm not really
excited for a lot.
Yeah. Once The Mandalorian ended, they dropped significantly.
They just subscribed for that free subscription and then they dropped off.
Well, that's why, The Witcher actually has better numbers than The Mandalorian, even though The Mandalorian's higher rated, because more people had access to The Witcher, and more people, like, because Netflix has been around for a long time, they're not inclined to cancel it, as opposed to Disney Plus, where it's like, doesn't seem that there's a lot rotating on there, where Netflix has new shit every month, and it's new.
Let me pitch you my idea to bring Disney Plus subscribers back to stay. Sticking with Star Wars.
Put all the aliens on there. Yeah, put it in the kids section.
So
no one can hear you scream in your room.
Disney Plus, Star Wars, we're talking here. What if our boys, Dave Filoni, who's basically the mastermind of the Clone Wars series and Rebels, correct?
And Resistance. And helped with The Mandalorian.
Okay. And John Favreau. And got them together. What if they teamed up and somehow made an animated new trilogy in that, like animated episode 7, 8, 9, but George Lucas's original ideas, if he even actually had them, but
like
work with
what
him.
If?
Kinda. It's just new. It is. They're not that they pretend that the existing episode 8, 9, and
but then you'd have all these motherfuckers being like, "This is the true ending."
Yeah, it's just to make the neckbeards happy.
Yeah,
you know. But it's animated, so you can still include, you know, Princess Leia. And you could still have, if you could scrape them in, Harrison Ford to like voice Han Solo.
Tools.
He then get who's that? Who's a voice actor?
Dad, I know. I still remember watching that, and it was when spoiler, Leia dies, and Chewbacca like lays in Pork. I looked over at Pork, and he was just like, like full arm wiped his eyes away.
That was, I think, for me, single-handedly the best part of that whole movie is Chewbacca.
Or his reaction.
Yeah.
Powerful. Or even when Chewbacca gets, you think he gets blown up, and then you see Chewbacca in like the next scene. Like, I looked over at Pork, and he was like, whew.
He must like Chewbacca.
Yeah. He told me his biggest like thing that he was really upset with this new trilogy is there wasn't a moment between Kylo Ren and Chewbacca. Like, Chewbacca must have been like an uncle
to
him. Yeah, at some point, yeah. And I was like, well, the last time they were actually face to face, Chewbacca shot him. And he's like, but he stabbed his dad. I'm like, but he shot him. They probably don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't. He killed his best friend, damn it.
And he shot him in the stomach.
That was their moment.
Yeah. They're angry.
That moment for Chewbacca is what I wanted from Luke in episode 8 when he found out. He's like, where's Han?
That's about it. It's about what you get. Just that. Where's Han?
I wanted like, no.
He breaks everything.
No. But here we are. And we could get that in a George Lucas series, perhaps.
I'm still very confused. I keep thinking about it. I'm like, Rey's father. Her grandfather is Palpatine.
But he fucked.
That's kind of what it boils down to. I'm like, he had sex.
After Return of the Jedi.
No. Like, right before.
Right before.
Like, so I'm like, that's kind of what it's at. I'm like, how did this happen?
It's canon that he basically did the old Immaculate Conception, the old Shmi.
It's not. It just got decanonized.
They gotta make their fucking minds
up. It just got decanonized.
By who? Jesus? The president?
Yeah.
Who?
The Lucas, the guy, I forget what's, they're like the people that basically make sure everything's canon, and the story group, is that what it's called? Lucasfilm story group? Someone, the like head of that basically said that if you're reading that comic, that a lot of people took as like canonized, because basically what's happening in that moment is he's having like a lot of force visions. Darth Vader is, and some of it like is stuff that happened, and some of it is stuff that like didn't, and people have always accepted that. Yeah. And then there is a moment where it's Smee, like a pregnant Smee Skywalker, and her saying there was no father, and then like Palpatine's behind her. So people always took that, but he said, like, that doesn't flow the way they want it to, but in my head, I'm like, that flows fucking perfectly. So yeah, he actually decanonized it. It's not true.
For now.
He'll do an evil head turn and say yes.
Life. They decanonized it because they wanted to develop Rey, and then they forgot to do that part of it.
They did. I keep saying, like, I'm like, I love the sequel trilogy a lot. I like all the characters, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a little confused. You know, I love it.
Let me spill some beans at you here that, like, me, myself, I've accepted this as fact, but then I'm like, wait, it can't be fact because we didn't fucking see it. And that was Finn wanted to tell Rey something and never got
to. He's force sensitive.
Yeah, that was explained by the director in an interview on a talk night show or late night show.
Talk night! Yeah!
And
new podcast.
That doesn't count because we didn't get it in the films. It's not in any...
Release the JJ cut!
Like, that's
can you imagine
sloppy.
That? If, like, I would have been more excited. One of the things I was really excited for Endgame was its runtime, how long it was going to be. So, can you imagine? And there's no real weight to it yet. There's a little, I guess, the biggest actual, like, physical report that you can see that's, like, a good source was Donovan Montague. Mm-hmm. He said that he wasn't on set all the time, and he knows that a lot of his stuff, like stuff he filmed, was cut.
Yeah.
And so he imagines that there is a lot of things gone.
There's always like a 4 or 5 hour cut of any movie.
Could you imagine? It was supposed to, their report is that J.J. Abrams was 3 hours and 27 minutes long, and he was asked to shorten it to like 2 hours and 40, and then it was shortened to like 2 hours and 20. Like, why couldn't it have been a 3 hour long movie? Like, it's not...
Probably because what they had was shit.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Or it or they were like, it's not... Because if it was explaining a lot more, it would have done away with a lot of people's, like, things, gripes, which is, it's just kind of there. It's like, hey, this is what's going on, period. So if it was, like, boring, maybe, like, boring audiences, because there's a lot of talking, I'm like, that's what the prequels are. It's 7-8 hours of talking. And really cool lightsaber battles.
The best.
Yeah, so it's like, people, I mean, you can't win with it at the end of the day. But I guess what we should be saying is I'm very excited to see where they go with Star Wars. That's my biggest thing this year. Because I don't necessarily think we'll get anything new, per se, other than the Clone Wars series. And I don't think live action-wise we will. But we'll probably get some announcements at some point. So I'm curious to see what comes from that.
Indeed. So we'll jump from Star Wars to, I'll pull the pin back out to films of 2020. What films that you're aware of are you looking forward to in this
None.
Year?
None. Honestly, I'm excited for Sonic.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm honestly excited to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably won't see it in theaters.
I probably will.
I thought I would see Detective Pikachu, but I didn't. Sonic. I'm just
we'll
excited
go opening
to see,
night.
Yeah, I'm excited
midnight.
To see if it's good or bad or maybe both. Probably both.
Probably both. It'll
I'm,
be.
I'm
garbage.
More excited to see Jim Carrey as Robotnik.
Yeah, this movie looks like it came out like 15 years too late.
Fantastic.
It looks like it should have came out in the early 2000s, which isn't a compliment.
Get that realistic
either.
Cat's fur.
Yeah. That's not a compliment either. Like, it looks like Garfield, like along those lines. But
what if they did it cat style and they just made like a human with fur?
Jesus Christ.
It's like introducing Knuckles.
I would love something ridiculous. But I fear it's going to be a very safe, kid-friendly movie.
James Marsden's in it.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
What if Ryan
let's
Reynolds...
Hop. He was in Hop.
What if
Damn
Ryan
it.
Reynolds voiced Sonic? Would it be okay? Because apparently that's the fix-all now.
No. You know who should voice Sonic? Do you know the gentleman who voiced him?
James Marsden walks in the door. He looks and goes, meow. sure. I'll help you.
The guy who's voicing him now, he's from some show.
Not Thanks!
Sure. Yeah. I didn't know if you knew it or not.
What show?
That one. I would have preferred Jaleel White Because he voiced Sonic in the old cartoon.
Only he does Urkel's voice.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Yes.
I will see this movie to support the studio that changed the visual look, because that was the thing from last year.
Did you hear the rumor though?
What's the rumor? The
vicious rumor. Nah, it's not really a rumor, but it's more of a conspiracy theory that they released, because it took them 5 months to fix everything, and like $5 million,
something like that. Something.
Yeah. So the rumor is that they actually had this production version pretty much done, the version they're releasing. And that was like another version they had done. So they released that as a trailer to get buzz going and talks going. And then they were like, we'll fix it. But then they actually like were just doing what they were already going to do.
Hmm.
That's conspiracy theory behind it.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I don't either.
Nah. The studio that did go back and redo the look of Sonic the Hedgehog, like I was about to say, that was the thing from last year, in case you didn't know. Sonic the Hedgehog was going to look very different than he is.
Terrifying.
He looked like shit with human teeth, damn it.
He's going to scare kids.
And they chose to do what they should have done in the first place and make him look more like the video game
character.
They
got the guy who did the art for Sonic Mania.
Okay.
To help and stuff.
And so I'll go to support that, just that part of filmmaking. That studio that did that, they have gone bankrupt and they had to shut their doors.
Yes.
So I will go and support that film for that alone. I probably would have saw it anyway, even if it didn't make any changes.
When's My Hero Academia coming out? The movie.
Right.
Legendary win the rights?
I don't know.
Someone won the rights to that.
I think you're still thinking of Pokemon.
No.
You can look that up. There was a new My Hero movie. Ooh, shit. There's a new My Hero movie
that's
coming, but it's going to be more to the manga. So if you go and see it and you don't read the manga, you're going to be like spoiled because they haven't gotten there in the show, I guess.
One of the most popular show and manga anime series in the world, My Hero Academia, is getting an American live-action film adaptation from Legendary.
You see, I don't want that, personally. I don't need that. Just go watch the damn show.
That's what you need. It won't be done right.
Nah, and they never are. But, I mean, Legendary does some good stuff, so who knows. It all depends on who's behind the old camera there. Some other films I'm looking forward to this year. And this might spark some conversation with you. As I know, and usually once it gets into the other half of the year, that's when I'm like, oh, I want to see this, I want to see that. That's usually when my favorite films of the years come out. And they're the Oscar-baity movies, the dramas and shit. But from what I can think of off the top of my head, it's coming out next year. No Time to Die.
I didn't realize that movie hasn't been scored yet.
Most movies aren't until
like, I thought like
final
they were,
months.
When the commercial released, I was like, that's the score. They have it done.
Nah, who's doing the score? Hans Zimmer?
No.
Hans Zimmer's doing something else.
I think it was a female composer.
That'd be interesting.
James,
Hans Zimmer's doing something.
No Time to Die composer.
It's Hans Zimmer.
No, it might be. Maybe wrong. Dan Rohmer. Dan Rohmer?
Are you sure?
Hans Zimmer, oh, 2 days ago, Hans Zimmer takes over as composer
of a
Bond movie.
Yeah.
It's a new composer. It was going to be Dan Rohmer. He did not many films.
Okay. That's amazing. It should be.
July 2019, Dan Rohmer was announced, and then in January of 2020, Hans Zimmer took over.
Yeah,
so.
That's a great fit. He's never scored a Bond film, and he's one of the greatest living composers. So I'm all for it. I'm excited.
Alan Silvestri.
I want to see that movie. That's my like most anticipated of next year. I think it comes out in April.
What about
could be wrong.
Fucking... That commercial we watched that was a goddamn movie.
That's my most anticipated for next year.
That's utterly confused.
That's the movie to see next year is Tenet.
Tenet, yeah.
The new Christopher Nolan
film.
Like,
David Tenet? I was like watching, I'm like, ah! Everyone was like, people in the audience, I could tell they just weren't entertained. It's like, I want to see Star Wars, damn it! Like, not this 10-minute bullshit Pixar short.
We got a 6-minute preview of Tenet.
That's the new thing. They're going to start doing like Pixar shorts, but really serious ones before big movies.
Yeah. I love that they did that. And
Did you know what was going on? Did you?
No.
I was so confused.
I'm glad I don't know what the fuck's going on. It made me want to tune into the movie and figure out what's going on. I want to be confused.
Is there superpowers or something?
I don't know.
Time travel?
Something like that.
It's a dream within a dream?
It's like time manipulation. There was a rumor a long time ago, I don't believe it, that this film takes place in the world of Inception.
What if,
I don't think so.
What if at one point he was just like fucking around doing his thing and Leo walked in?
Yeah, then I'd explode.
Leo! Do you hear Leo, just speaking on Leo, saved a man?
Did he?
He saved me. He was on like a yacht. Yeah, he was on a yacht and he saved the world.
This guy's about to throw a can of pop in the ocean.
He stopped him.
Saved his life.
I don't know if he was like renting the yacht or what, but they heard like him and his party guest heard yells for help, and they found a guy just treading water in the middle of the ocean. He had been there for 11 hours treading water in the ocean.
Leo's like, I got this. I've been here before.
I've helped. Rose, I'm coming.
Chop down that door, throw it in there, and then I'll go in and get him. Everyone's like, no!
He jumps in. The water's like a nice 60, 70 degrees. He still freezes to death.
The guy's like, ah, thanks for joining me. I was saying, come on in.
Come back. Come back.
Yeah, 11
hours.
They
just leave him. We'll see you around. He's come back.
What was he doing there? Just hanging out?
He fell off a cruise. Fell overboard. Okay. Something happened. Something. It was down in the Bahamas.
Leo swooped him up, or is he like, hey, that one?
He scooped him.
He did.
He scooped him up, gave him a kiss, let him date his mom.
He's like, you can take her to the Oscars now.
Someone said it in their Golden Globes speech. I think it might have been, honestly, Ricky Gervais. Probably. He said something like, by the time Leo wins another Oscar, his date will be too old for him, or something like that.
Maybe.
Does he always take his mom?
Yeah, he does always take his mom. He's not winning this year, I can tell you that.
No. He doesn't deserve... He was great. He doesn't... Compared to Joaquin Phoenix, he doesn't deserve to win.
I'm guaranteeing the winner is either going to be Joaquin Phoenix or...
After his speech, the Oscars might not want him.
I listened to his speech.
It was good.
It wasn't bad.
Wasn't it kind of uncomfortable, though?
Like, he is uncomfortable.
He's, like, touching his face and stuff.
I'm not one
to rock the boat, but the boat's fucking rocking, so I'm like, what are you talking about? Rooney. Okay.
You want to know a factoid about Joaquin Phoenix from that night?
His brother died?
About that night?
Oh.
he went... separate from his wife, or his fiancée, rather.
Rooney's
Mara.
It's
his fiancée. They went separate, and he did that so he could look at her throughout the whole night, admire her from afar.
She was right next to him.
Preceding the actual event. So they didn't arrive there at the same time. So he could, like, see her from afar and appreciate her.
He's a handsome man.
Hey. He gained a little, not that he gained a lot of weight. He looks
he
fine.
He lost a lot of weight.
He lost 52 pounds to play that fucking role.
Yeah.
I want him.
Is he a pain in the ass to work with? He said he was, but I'm like, I don't
believe
that.
Yeah, no, yeah, he was. From what I read, from this movie in particular, yeah. He's the kind of actor who'll put himself in a certain headspace for a role. So he's in a certain headspace. He comes to set, and he's getting, you know, he lost. Have you ever lost 52 pounds to play a role? Like, you're going to be agitated. And
Christian Bale's like, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Kick this guy's fucking ass.
Picking and prodding with makeup and, you know, the whole process of making the movie. The whole time. Like, I got to force myself to be happy. He was probably very agitated the whole experience. He's a human being. So, he's not a role model. So,
he said he wasn't.
Yeah. He is, I want him to win. It's going to be between him. And Adam Driver for Marriage Story is what I guarantee it'll be between.
Doesn't Adam Driver play himself in every movie?
I don't think... What's his name?
ScarJo will win?
No, I don't think Taron, my boy, Eggsy. Taron, I don't think he'll get nominated. I don't think he'll get nominated for... He won the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Musical
Comedy.
In
a musical,
But I don't think he'll even get nominated. I don't think so. But we'll see. They're coming out soon. The Oscars are next month.
They closed voting on the 7th. So 2 days ago, and I think the 11th is the announcement.
Oh, so fucking Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Pretty sure the announcement's 11th.
See, that's the kind of stuff that gets my blood bubbling. Like, I'm excited to hear about that.
Just the nominations.
Yeah.
Because then that happens, and you just get angry.
Yeah, the
fuck!
You know what, Oscar? Speaking of 2020, you know what, Oscar from the past? I'm still bubbling about that. Still pisses me off, and it shouldn't.
Michael Keaton not winning.
No, it was Sylvester Stallone not winning for Creed. That still bugs me.
Who beat him though?
It was Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies.
Ah, yeah.
Which I
no one watches that movie.
To be fair, I have not seen that movie, but I'm just thinking that Legacy.
Was like when Michael Keaton won. Or lost to Eddie Redmayne, you were like, he doesn't deserve it. And then we watched Theory of Everything. We were like, ah!
Yeah, maybe. but I'm thinking Legacy here. And
yeah.
That was my, like, borderline my favorite performance of that year. So it still doesn't sit well with me.
He was great. And trust me, Rocky's my favorite film ever. So it's like, I was upset when he lost. But also, I think in my head, too, like, part of that anger, part of that like upsetting like nature of it is honestly probably linked to nostalgia as well.
Yes, so. Totally agree. But here we are. so yeah, that's another thing I'm looking forward to.
How's Moving Castle losing to Wallace and Gromit?
Bullshit.
Missing Link winning? Missing Link
did
won
it.
Best animated picture at the Golden Globes. Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen it yet, and it's film.
I've heard not good things.
But the fact that a Laika film, even if they're like, it was claymated, I'm like, Laika has lost a lot more often with better movies.
Laika has never won.
Yeah, well, that was Golden Globe. They haven't won an Oscar, no. Yeah. It's been, I looked at it a while back. Disney, the only year it hasn't been Disney or Pixar was like four times since it was introduced. It was like Shrek, Wallace and Gromit, Spirited Away, and like maybe one or two other films. It's not very common that Pixar and Disney don't win, and Frozen 2 came out this year.
Hey, Frozen 2 came out this
year,
and
it's the highest grossing animated film of all time.
And Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of those will win. I didn't see Frozen 2, though, unfortunately. I wanted to.
It's the highest grossing animated film of all time.
No way.
Indeed.
No way. So, yeah.
What about Bill and Ted 3?
I'm looking forward to that this year for sure. I was just talking about that the other day. Looking forward to that. I'm a fan of this. If they're done well, taking these old nostalgic properties and making new sequels to them, it's like dusting off the old boys and putting them out. I like that kind of stuff. I'm very much looking forward to that. Is this the year of John Wick 3 and Matrix 4? Is that correct? Or is that next year?
Next year, I think.
Okay.
This is aggravating. I didn't realize that this was so animated feature film. Okay? Animated feature film. Missing Link 1. Toy Story 4 was nominated. Frozen 2 was nominated. How to Train Your Dragon 3 was nominated. Animated film. Tell me what the last film was.
Lion King.
Yes. That's not cheating, because they kept saying it was the live-action Lion King. Motherfuckers.
There was nothing live-action about that movie except the goddamn grass.
Cheating.
If that.
That's cheating at this point.
And you know
That's cheating. That's lies.
And it lost anyway, so it doesn't fucking
matter.
That'd
be saying, like, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It's half animated. It works.
Well, this movie, Lion King, is not live-action. None of it.
But they kept calling it live-action. Yeah, they're false fucking advertisement. Lies. I'm taking on Disney.
You know what? That's a chode of a book right there.
It is a chode
Ben
of a
just
book.
Grabbed a book I just bought. And
Dune.
It's the most petite copy I could find. And it's like,
it already is a motion picture.
Exactly.
It's a soon to be a motion picture. It already is.
Thicker than it is wide. That's for sure.
I've always wanted to read it. It looks good.
That's the next one I'm going to tackle.
Yeah, it looks good.
I follow a lot of like film reviews and podcasts about movies, things like that. So someone who has a very well respected opinion online, I don't agree with him all the time, but he like got on a soapbox and said that The Lion King is absolutely the opposite of an animated film, and I was like, how do you think this? And he went on to explain why it's a live action film, and everything he said was an animated film. And I was very confused. He He's like, it recreated the likeness of live animals. I'm like, okay, animated. You might be saying it's realistic animation. Alas, animation.
Like, they took a lion, they put peanut butter in its mouth, it talk.
They didn't even do that.
Yeah.
They probably would have
Mr. Ed, not animated.
If you put peanut butter in a lion's mouth and filmed it try to talk and move and shit, it would have been
hilarious.
It would have more emotion evoked than this movie probably did.
Indeed.
But I don't know, because I did not want to give it my money.
January 28th, it's on Disney Plus.
I will watch it then.
It'll be like, wait a minute, did I just watch the animated movie?
Exactly.
But with worse singers?
But with worse singers and less story.
Where's Matthew Broderick?
Where's Jeremy Irons?
It's quite bland, I assure you.
He's in Watchmen. He's great. He's not bland.
He is. He's quite bland.
I assure you.
I assure you. But no, yeah, it's going to be a curiouser and curiouser year. You know, a lot of times, in terms of movies, I honestly don't know what's coming out next. Like, it just, it sneaks up on you. A lot of films.
Sneak up on you.
Yeah, grab you. Like, for instance, Brahms, The Boy 2.
Yeah.
Saw the commercial for that the other day. I'm like, what is this? It, like, looked really good at first. And then that movie, the only reason I kind of like The Boy is because it completely subverts your expectation with spoilers. If you haven't seen The Boy, this is a big spoiler. It not actually being a supernatural doll. It was just the guy, like the boy living in the walls, basically. Like, that's really cool. That's a neat idea. It changes things up. But did you watch the trailer?
No.
It looks like the doll is going to be like a ghost or like a spirit now. Now, the issue that I saw some people, I read the comments to see if maybe I was going crazy. And that was a big one. Like, people, I don't like that this doll is going to be like possessed. But there was like a scene in the trailer that showed like her looking through like a bunch of old like newspapers and pictures and stuff of every, at least people holding dolls as always kids, as Brahms doll. So like people are speculating that maybe the doll is like possessed and it makes the kids go crazy. Makes the kids go something. So
we'll
yeah,
see.
But that's coming out, and I'm like, I'll go see it. Yeah.
Will girl want to go see that? Did you guys see Boy?
We saw The Boy, but I told her. We were talking about, we saw The Joker the other week, and we were talking about that, and she's like, it was good. I don't know if I'll watch it again for a while. And I was like, that's not really a movie that's, like, tied to anything. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, like, for instance, you watch Christmas movies every year. Halloween rolls around. You watch horror movies. This is what you watch. The Joker's not like, it's Valentine's Day. Let's watch The Joker.
I mean, maybe now it will.
Yeah, like, things like that. So, I was like, it's not really tied to anything. Like, Hateful Eight. It's snowing outside. Let's watch The Hateful Eight. Things like that. So, The Joker doesn't have, like, this connection. It's more like, are you just in the mood to watch it? Because it is kind of an artsy film, in a way. So, all in all, I don't know if when The Boy's going to come out. Like, if The Boy doesn't come out around Halloween, then
it's
probably
coming out
not
like
see it.
In a week.
Yeah, then I'm probably not going to see it.
It's a January horror film, like The Bye Bye Man.
Yeah, like that's. I don't get. Why do studios do that?
Because there's nothing coming out that's new.
It's like when,
and they can make some money
it's
off
when
it.
Illumination released The Grinch in like the summer.
Yeah.
And that's a good movie. The Grinch animated one was good. It's just, meh.
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 Meh. There's some good movies that are still out now. Granted, they came out from last year, but you know what's getting a worldwide release very soon is 1917. We should go see that.
I'm so excited.
We should go see that.
We'll use our gift card.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I really want to see it because it just looked, the commercials look like stunning.
Oh, I've been wanting to see that since last summer when I saw trailers for it.
Yeah, the commercials I watch, I'm like, geez. There was that one I saw, I forget when, I think it was during the Golden Globes. Where, I don't know if you've seen this one, it's just like, there's a bunch of fire, it's like nighttime, and there's like, the main character like walking, and they see someone holding a gun, like standing there, and then that person starts chasing him, and he's just like running away from this person, chasing him with a gun with a bayonet on, and I'm like, Jesus!
Yeah.
I'm like, terrified.
That's what's beautiful about that movie, is it's done in the way that, yes, it looks like it's done in one take.
Yeah.
So it just creates that sensation of you are following this person along the way. And it's by my boy Roger Deakins, who did the cinematography. And he's my favorite cinematographer. And Sam Mendes, the director. Looks good.
What else has Sam Mendes done?
He's like done, like, American Beauty.
Okay.
He did Skyfall.
Okay, that's where I kept, because I was like, I know that name, and I could not remember what it was from. But that's
Spectre.
I haven't seen Spectre.
Yeah,
need to.
He's done a lot of other films. Sam Mendes has, but he's a great director.
They announced who's doing the Bond song for No Time.
Yeah.
Adele. 3.
2.
Lord.
I want my bitch Lady Gaga
to
do that.
Sync.
Or Beyonce. Who was it? Sam Smith. I would like Sam Smith to come back. But Sam Smith said he would like, this is back in 2015 when he did it, but so it's been some time. He said he wanted Ellie Goulding to do it.
What if like Jay-Z did it?
Sure.
Yes.
You know who I'd love
John
to do
Williams,
it? Which won't happen.
Danny
but that damn Shirley Bassey. She's still around.
She's still living.
Yeah, she's old, but she still sings.
What if Wes Craven did it?
Yeah. How about? But, you know, speaking of movies that are coming out this year that we're touching on.
What about if we got, I can't say her name, girl plays Elsa. Idina Menzel?
Adele Dazeem.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Idina Menzel, yeah. So
is that John Travolta that did that?
Speaking of movies coming out this year, how about the Brothers Movie Factory? As you said at the start of this podcast, what we do, we are a movie factory podcast. Yes, we take a film, review it, discuss it, change it for our purposes, what it would look like if it came out today. We've done several. We started this podcast in the year 2018,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. And we've done things from Spider-Man to old things like Dracula to newer things like Spider-Man.
Indeed.
But no, we've done everything from like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Hook and some animated movies like G.I. Joe and Akira. What are you looking forward to, or what would you possibly like to do in 2020? Yes, we like to stay topical. If like certain films are coming out this year, we'll base around that. But there's some down weeks, not down weeks, but some weeks that we're like, hey, how about this one?
Yes.
Anything like that you can foresee coming up that you'd like to do?
Dragonheart 2.
There is.
Now, when I think of movies like that have been on our list, like, one that I would like to do sometime that would be more tied to a discussion, because I don't know if I want to watch it, but Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, God.
I know. But I feel like that would be one that would be well-suited for the show, like to mm-hmm. talk about a Dragon Ball movie and how it would work, a Dragon Ball Z movie, and tie that in with like an anime discussion. But also more animated films I would like to see, especially, obviously, Japanese animated films. To this point, we've done Princess Mononoke and Whisper of the Heart.
And Akira.
And Akira, yes. I was thinking just Ghibli, but yeah. And so, you know, I'd like to do maybe a Lupin movie. I think that fits the idea. I think that would actually succeed as a live-action film. Which, did you see or hear of? They're doing a new Lupin movie, and it's like 3D animated.
Yeah, CGI.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
I did see that. That came out already in Japan.
It got a good review. It got an 8 from IGN.
Yummy!
I would like to do more of like animated films, and then two. I mean, we're coming. We've done.
We some more Jimmy Stewart,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
Got a new rear window.
We need to do another Star Wars movie this year, so bring out the Ewok Adventures. We're gonna have more Marvel movies coming out. So I've even thought about doing like Ang Lee's Hulk. Doing things like the
we've
Fantastic
done X-Men
Four,
in the past. Yeah, yeah.
Doing things we've done Blade, so doing things like the Punisher, Punisher,
the Dolph Lundgren. I was a Dolph Ziggler.
Jeez, we've watched one too many Dolph Lundgren movies. Or even doing something fun like The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. No, just like Don Knotts movies, old school movies.
Yeah.
Rope. Get Jimmy Stewart in there. And then I want to watch It Happened one night for Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right. Yeah.
That's like my vote. I picked Whisper of the Heart next year.
We'll
or
do
last
that.
Year, but,
we'll do that one because I've never seen it and I'd like to.
It's fantastic and very heartwarming and funny, too. Mm-hmm. That's
cool.
what I'm looking at. Also, you know, did we do Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did do Jurassic Park, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of, like, you could do Lost World, too,
yeah.
without, like, that you could do. We've done so many. I'm thinking of, like, what would our big summer blockbuster be this year? Because we did Jaws. That was, like, our big one.
There's plenty. There's plenty. And we'll get to it when we get to it. But some other ones I want to touch on. This could be our summer blockbuster one. Our personal most successful episode was Spider-Man.
Mm.
And
it's also our second oldest.
Yeah. And a little known fact, I was...
Also dope on the mic?
Yeah, I was very intoxicated for it.
You were.
And we made some poor decisions.
We did make some bad decisions.
Yeah, with our factory.
So
anyway.
We're going to do the amazing Spider-Man.
No.
Oh.
I want to do Spider-Man 2.
Ah!
Revisit that franchise and that film, because to me it is the superior film, and just pick new characters to play, to factory that. So that's something I want to do next year. Touching on the animated ones.
Who am I? Sure you want to know?
Spider-Man. I'm
Spider-Man. Come on, Peter.
Speaking of animated movies, I do want to touch more on Japanese animation. I want to do, sticking with Studio Ghibli, I'd like to do Howl's Moving Castle. At one point, that was your favorite of the Ghiblis. It's a personal favorite of mine for sure. Or not personal favorite, but it's up there. Yeah, and that's a great one.
I quote that a lot. People don't get it. Like, I'll die and be responding. Like, find me in the future.
I also say that, but like I change up some of the words. I'll be like, this glass will guarantee your safe return. People are like, huh? Like, this remote will guarantee your safe return. Like,
are you kidnapping me?
Sign this.
It'll Mommy.
Guarantee your safe return. yeah, Howl's Moving Castle, Paprika. Paprika, Jesus. A bizarre...
I don't think I'm ready for that.
A bizarre acid trip of a movie would be very interesting in live action. Could it be accomplished? We'll find out. I bought...
Watch him be like, oh.
Yeah. I bought...
What about the people from The Ring?
I bought The Grudge.
The Grudge?
Grudge's like,
oh. No, I'm talking about like, the people that watch, watch the video and die from it. Yeah. Be like...
I bought for the purpose of the podcast to do eventually is like Mask of Zorro.
That was just added to Netflix, and I thought about that other day because I haven't seen the Mask of Zorro.
Yeah, I bought like a nice double pack.
Well,
like
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
I want so that would kind of go with like the original purpose of this podcast was to take shitty movies and try to remake.
First
home
was Super Mario Brothers. God damn it!
Come on now, Wild Wild West could. Could be
redeemed.
Like,
we don't want to watch these.
that was my thought too. I'm like, that means we have to watch Wild Wild West. Yeah. So and then like some other like big movies. I thought of like Superman, the original 1978 Superman.
The Flash.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I've wanted to do like we did Batman Returns, but to do like. Batman Forever or Batman and Robin would be fun too.
And just going off of that, we've talked about I remember in our episode of Raiders of the Lost Ark that if we did Temple of Doom, if we did Last Crusade, that we would have to pick a different, you know, different director and different composer
and
different
indie
for each one. So that's something we could do. We could touch back on in this new year. To give you more Indiana Jones love. And we'll stay topical, like I said, based on around what's coming out. So, like, when No Time to Die comes out, the next James Bond film, we might do a different Bond film. We've done...
Did we watch Leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day this year?
We probably should.
I don't really know many more St. Patty's Day ones. Yes, I love you.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Oh.
That's with Sean Connery from 1954, 6, something like that.
Highlander. We should watch Highlander. That's Scottish, but...
It'll work.
Braveheart. We're like, we're getting it mixed up, but it's okay.
It's okay. The Irishman. Wait, that just came out.
It better.
What was it? Oh,
it's kind of like Bond. A theme park.
So, like, we've done Goldfinger in the past for Bond.
We could do another Bond.
What if we did a different Bond? A different...
Just not GoldenEye, because it's perfect.
What if we did a different James Bond movie? Like, a different Bond, like Roger Moore or George Lazenby or Timothy Dalton, something like that.
It's not Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce
did
fine.
Did you watch his when he came out for the Golden Globes?
No.
Phenomenal.
I didn't watch any of them.
He came out with Will Ferrell, and he was, like, announcing something, and Will Ferrell, like, it was Will Ferrell's turn to talk, and he's like, my God, you are beautiful. He's like, you literally smell so good. He's like, thank you.
I know.
He had, like, a goatee and a mustache. Yeah.
I want a James Bond film, but it's old man Bond. I want Pierce to play him.
That's called Die Another Day.
That is the plot. Yes, it is.
So it's also called Skyfall.
Yeah. And here's another thought. A genre we haven't really touched on yet at the Brothers Movie Factory would be martial arts films. I think we should do some more of them.
They're
a little difficult. Yeah, like Enter the Dragon or Way of the Dragon or something like that.
What's the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Lion?
Dragon.
Hidden Dragon. Yeah. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Correct.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
That's supposed to be pretty big.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Kill Bill 2 is on Netflix now. Just thinking.
But not the first one.
No, it is. Both are on.
Okay. Yeah, we did Kill Bill last year, so I guess we kind of touched on some martial arts. Have we done any westerns? I don't think we've done any westerns. We should probably do one.
Nah, yeah, Good, Bad, the Ugly would be great to see.
Good, Bad, the Ugly, like, Unforgiven, or maybe
Hang 'Em High. I don't know why I've always like looked at Hang 'Em High.
Yeah, I got that. Maybe we should do like some John Wayne goodness.
Another thing we haven't done yet is like a World War II movie or a war movie. We haven't had any of them.
I don't think so.
Let's watch Gettysburg. Sit down, make some hard tack, watch Gettysburg.
Make some old biscuits.
Yeah, we'll watch Gettysburg.
Yeah, and eat navy beans and drink black coffee.
God damn it, we'd have hair on our chest.
I need it, so we'll watch Gettysburg.
Watch Gettysburg and be just upset.
Yeah.
Like, why did we do this? Can't taste my mouth anymore.
So, yeah, we'll touch on some new genres, because you're right. We haven't done really any war films, Western films.
We did Star Wars. That's about as big as it gets.
That's about the biggest war. It's the War of the Stars, damn
it. It's the war that started them all.
What? It is a long time ago, so.
War that star to them all.
And on that note, wrap us up.
Indeed. So, everyone, that is the show. We hope you enjoyed it. It was just kind of a randomized discussion, but goddamn it, wasn't it delightful? We are going to close her out. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out over on Audioboom. That's our primary site. That's where we post the show first, and then they subsequently send it out everywhere else. So if you liked us, go over there, give us a follow over there, and check us out. And be sure to check out our older episodes. We've got something for everyone. Also, you can find us on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. Usually, we've been a little lax lately, like I said, with the holiday. But we'll be retweeting great shows. We'll also be posting there what we're going to be watching, what we're going to be doing that week. We'll be posting GIFs and memes that Gus makes, as well as clips from the show. So be sure to check it out and keep up to date with that. You can also find us on Facebook.
Go to Facebook, type in The Brothers Movie Factory. Hey, you'll find us there if you did what I just said. And if you do, why don't you follow us, like us, share what we post each and every week. I like to post memes of what we're watching each and every week, as well as links to the things Ben mentioned, Audioboom, Spotify, Twitter, and that.
And so, until next week, brothers...
Brothers.
Brothers.